Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Golder, and today Masechus Zvachim Daf Peches, the ninth parak of Mizbech Mekadesh. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Klei Halach, vessels designated for fluids, are Mekadesh liquids, and Midas Yavesh, measures designated for solids, are Mekadesh solids to give them Kedushas Aguf, physical sanctity to be brought on the Mizbech. Klei Halach are not Mekadesh solids, and Midas Yavesh are not Mekadesh liquids. However, the Gemara will clarify that they're only not Mekadesh, the other substance, Likarev, to be offered, but they are Mekadesh Lipasel, for invalidation, meaning it becomes sanctified enough to be invalidated by leaving the Exarit, for example. Shmuel said, Klei Sharis, a Mekadeshin El Shlemin, service vessels only sanctify when they are whole, a Mekadeshin El Malein, they only sanctify when they are full, a Mekadeshin El Matochan, they only sanctify from their interior. Another version has the last term as Mifnim, inside the Azara, and the Gemara explains that they disagree about Beirutse Midos, the heaping above the rim of the measures. Rabbi Yochanan says that the rule that Klei Sharis must be full to be Mekadesh is only if he does not intend to add to it, Avodaitu Hosif, but if his intent is to add to it, Rishon Rishon Kodesh, every first amount is sanctified as it enters the Kli. Point number two, it was taught in a brisa, Klei Kodesh Shenikvu, regarding sacred vessels which were punctured, Eima Tichonosan, we do not melt down the area to repair them, nor can lead be melted into them to repair them. Nifkamu, if they were damaged, they're not repaired. If a knife was nicked, it's not filed down. If the blade slipped out of its handle, it's not returned. Abba Shaul said that there was a knife which tended to make trefos because it often developed slight nicks and they decided to hide it away. Another braisa discussing Bigdei Kahuna teaches that if they became soiled, they're not washed with various detergents. The Gemara clarifies they're not washed with water either, but if they were only spoiled to the degree that water suffices to clean them, then even detergents may be used. Some say they're not washed at all, and the reason is Sheina Nias B'Makom Ashiras, because there's no act of poverty in the place of wealth. And point number three, Rabbi Inyani Bar Sasson explains that the psukim about karbanos are written near the psukim about Bigdei Kahuna to teach ma karbanos mechaprim, just as karbanos atone, af Bigdei Kahuna mechaprim. So do the Bigdei Kahuna atone for sins. He elaborates, the ketonos, the tunic, atones for shvichus damim, bloodshed, and the mechnasaim, the pants, atone for gilui arayos. The mitznefes, the turban, atones for gasus aruach, arrogance, because yavo davar shebagova v'yechapra al gova, let something worn high come and atone for haughtiness. The avnet, the belt, atones for hi or halev, improper thoughts of the heart, which is where the avnet is placed. The choshen atones for dinim, violations of justice, because it's called a choshen mishpat. The ephod atones for idolatry. The me'il atones for lashon hara, because yavo davar shebakov yechapra al kol hara, let something which generates sound through its bells come and atone for the evil sound of lashon hara. The tzitz atones for azus panim, brazenness. Although Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that murder is only atoned through the egel arufa, that is where the murderer's identity is unknown. But where it's known, but he cannot be executed, the ketonus is machaper. And although he said that only the ketoris atones for lashon hara, that is for lashon hara spoken in private, like the ketoris' offering, whereas the sound-producing me'il atones for lashon hara spoken publicly. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that Klei Halach, vessels designated for fluids, are Mekadesh liquids, and Midos Yavesh, measures designated for solids, are Mekadesh solids to give them Kedushas Aguf, physical sanctity, to be brought on the Mizbeach. Klei Halach are not Mekadesh solids, and Midos Yavesh are not Mekadesh liquids. However, the Gemara will clarify that they're only not Mekadesh, the other substance, Likarev, to be offered, but they are Mekadesh Lipasel, for invalidation, meaning it becomes sanctified enough to be invalidated by leaving the Exarit, for example. Shmuel said, Klei Sharis, a Mekadeshin El Shlemin, service vessels only sanctify when they are whole, a Mekadeshin El Malein, they only sanctify when they are full, a Mekadeshin El Matochan, they only sanctify from their interior. Another version has the last term as Mifnim, inside the Azara, and the Gemara explains that they disagree about Beirutse Midos, the heaping above the rim of the measures. Rabbi Yochanan says that the rule that Klei Sharis must be full to be Mekadesh is only if he does not intend to add to it, Avodaitu Hosif, but if his intent is to add to it, Rishon Rishon Kodesh, every first amount is sanctified as it enters the Kli. Point number two, it was taught in a brisa, Klei Kodesh Shenikvu, regarding sacred vessels which were punctured, Eima Tichonosan, we do not melt down the area to repair them, nor can lead be melted into them to repair them. Nifkamu, if they were damaged, they're not repaired. If a knife was nicked, it's not filed down. If the blade slipped out of its handle, it's not returned. Abba Shaul said that there was a knife which tended to make trefos because it often developed slight nicks and they decided to hide it away. Another braisa discussing Bigdei Kahuna teaches that if they became soiled, they're not washed with various detergents. The Gemara clarifies they're not washed with water either, but if they were only spoiled to the degree that water suffices to clean them, then even detergents may be used. Some say they're not washed at all, and the reason is Sheina Nias B'Makom Ashiras, because there's no act of poverty in the place of wealth. And point number three, Rabbi Inyani Bar Sasson explains that the psukim about karbanos are written near the psukim about Bigdei Kahuna to teach ma karbanos mechaprim, just as karbanos atone, af Bigdei Kahuna mechaprim. So do the Bigdei Kahuna atone for sins. He elaborates the ketonos, the tunic, atones for shvichus damim, bloodshed, and the mechnasayim, the pants, atone for gili arayas. The mitznefes, the turban, atones for gasus aruach, arrogance, because yavo davar shebagova v'yechapra al gova, let something worn high come and atone for haughtiness. The avnet, the belt, atones for hi or halev, improper thoughts of the heart, which is where the avnet is placed. The choshen atones for dinim, violations of justice, because it's called a choshen mishpat. The ephod atones for idolatry. The me'il atones for lashon hara, because yavo davar shebakov yechapra al kol hara, let something which generates sound through its bells come and atone for the evil sound of lashon hara. The tzitz atones for azus panim, brazenness. Although Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that murder is only atoned through the egel arufa, that is where the murderer's identity is unknown. But where it's known, but he cannot be executed, the ketonus is machaper. And although he said that only the ketoris atones for lashon hara, that is for lashon hara spoken in private, like the ketoris' offering, whereas the sound-producing me'il atones for lashon hara spoken publicly. All right, so now we got our siman da peches, and our standard siman is a pach, a garbage can or a dustbin, depending on where you come from. So garbage can is our siman. So here goes. The little Cohen boy who practiced doing avoda using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and through his old klisharis can that was punctured into his garbage can, loved wearing his Bigdei Kohen Gadol costume, where every beged was labeled with what it's mechaper for. Once again, slow motion. The little Cohen boy who practiced doing avoda using his new garbage can, that must mean we're on daf, peches, pach, dustbin, garbage can. The little Cohen boy who practiced doing avoda using his new garbage can as a klishar is knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, which reminds us, Shmuel said, klisharis ein mekadshin el shleim, klisharis only sanctify when they are whole, ein mekadshin el melein, they only sanctify when they are full, and ein mekadshin el metochen, they only sanctify from their interior. So, the little Cohen boy who practiced doing avoda using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and through his old klisharis can that was punctured into his garbage can, which reminds us, we learned that klisharis and Bigdei Kahuna are not repaired or laundered because ain anias b'malkam ashiras. So the little Cohen boy who practiced doing avoda using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and through his old klisharis can that was punctured into his garbage can, loved wearing his Bigdei Kohen Gadol costume, where every beged was labeled with what it's mechaper for, which reminds us, Rabbi Inyani Bar Sasson explains that the psukim about karbanos are written near the psukim about Bigdei Kahuna to teach ma karbanos mechaprim, just as karbanos atone, af Bigdei Kahuna mechaprim. So too, the Bigdei Kahuna atone for sins. He elaborates on what each beged is specifically mechaper for. So once again, the little Cohen boy who practiced doing avoda using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and through his old klisharis can that was punctured into his garbage can, loved wearing his Bigdei Kohen Gadol costume where every beged was labeled with what it's mechaper for. All right, so now it's time for our four blot back chazara. Daf pei dalet. So the siman daf pei dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The Cohen who launched drones from the launch pad. Launch pad? That must mean we're on daf pei dalet. The Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a mourning from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the Mikdash, was told to take them off the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara identifies which psulim, if they're brought up in the Mizbeach, are not taken down, and which types must be taken down. So the Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a mourning from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the Mikdash, was told to take them off the Mizbeach, by a rabbi yelling, Zos hi ha'ola, which reminds us, in a brice, Rabbi Yudas says, Zos hi ha'ola, hari elu gimu miutin. The words this, it, and the ola are three exclusionary terms which exclude the three cases he mentioned in the Mishnah. Shechted at night, spilled blood, and blood which left the Azara, teaching about them that im alsa tered, if they're brought up on the Mizbeach, they must be brought back down. So the Kona launched drones from the launch pad carrying a mourning from a carbon that was shechted at night, and one from whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood, when outside the Mikdash, was told to take them off the Mizbeach by a rabbi yelling Zos Hi Ola, while the tummy that was dropped on the Mizbeach by a drone called Carbon Sibur was allowed to stay there, which reminds us, in a Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda explains why certain psulim are not taken down. If blood stayed past sundown in the Azor, it's still valid regarding remaining on the Mizbeach because lan be'imurim kasher, sacrificial parts which remained overnight are valid regarding remaining on the Mizbeach. This is derived from the fact that lan kasher bebasser, if meat of a shlami stayed overnight, it's fit to be eaten, since the shlami may be eaten for 2 days. This law applies to yotze, kachim which left the Azor, because yotze is fit for a bama, since it has no enclosure. It applies to tame, since tumah is permitted for karbonas sibur. Daf Pehei, so the siman Daf Pehei relates to the pet, the mouth, and we use a dentist for the siman. So here goes. While Dr. Cohen the dentist, that must mean we're on Daf Pehei, peh. While Dr. Cohen the dentist performed Hevshet Mituach on the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in a dental chair, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous Daf taught that if an animal was brought onto the Mizbeach alive, it's taken down. But if it was shechted there, the Cohen should do Hevshet Mituach, skinning and dismemberment, and burn it. The Gemara said, if this refers to disqualified karbanas, there should be no Hevshet V'Nituach at all, because the Torah excluded psuim from Hevshet V'Nituach. Therefore, the Gemara says it refers to valid karbanas, and is teaching that Hevshet V'Nituach may be performed on top of the Mizbeach if the carbon was shechted there. So, while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed Hevshet V'Nituach on the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the kachim carbon that were placed on the Mizbeach before the Zrikos Adam, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asked, a more kachim carbon shehelen with nei Zrikos Damon, regarding sacrificial parts of kachim carbon which were brought up onto the Mizbeach before the throwing up the blood, Yerdu or Yerdu, do they come down or not? Rabbi Ami asked Rabbi Yochanan why he didn't pose this inquiry about Me'ila and ask whether bringing these Emorim onto the Mizbeach subjects them to Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan replied that he had no question about Me'ila to Zerika who dekavuga b'Me'ila because only Zerika subjects them to Me'ila. He concluded they do not go down from the Mizbeach. So, while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed Hevshet V'Nituach of the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the kachim carbon that were placed on the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Adam and instead picked up the invalid karbanas that were taken down and put them back up on the Mizbeach since the fire had taken hold of them, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that although invalid karbanas which were brought up are not taken down, however, if they were taken down, they're not brought back up. Ula says this is only true where the fire has not taken hold of them, of a mashal behena ur yahu, but if the fire had taken hold of them, they are brought up again, even if they were taken down, because they became lachmo shel mizbeach, the mizbeach's food. Daf pei vav, so the siman daf pei vav is police. So here goes. When the police officer, that must be on daf pei vav. Police. When the police officer who told the Kohen bring meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous Daf lists items which, even if they are placed on the Mizbeach, must be brought down. Any kachim which is supposed to be eaten, meaning meat of most karbanas, and the katoris which is only fit for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Regarding wool from a lamb's head or hair of a goat's beard, and the bone, sinews, horns, and hooves, if they're attached to the carbon, they are brought onto the Mizbeach with it. Parashu, if they're separated from the carbon, well, yahu, they are not brought up. So when the police officer who told the Kohen bring meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of a varim flying off the Mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was Chatzos, which reminds us the Gemara discusses returning a varim which burst off the Mizbeach before Chatzos versus after Chatzos. So when the police officer who told the Kohen bring meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of a varim flying off the Mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was Chatzos and noticed some Kohanim going up to do Trumas Hadeshen early because of the regel, which reminds us, during the year, the Trumas Hadeshen may be done just before the morning. On Yom Kippur, it's done at midnight, Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol who had to perform all the days of Avodah himself. On Regalim, when there were many more Karbanas, it was performed earlier in the night. Daf Pei Zayin, so the Siman Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The creative Rebbe who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks, golden Pez, that must be on Daf Pei Zayin. The creative Rebbe who built a Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis, Barosha Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rav asks Rabba, Lina Moelis Barosha Mizbeach is remaining overnight effective in invalidating something kept on top of the Mizbeach, or is Lina ineffective on top of the Mizbeach? The case is where the kachin came down from the Mizbeach, and the question is, do we compare the Mizbeach to the Shulchan? And just as the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan remain valid if they were left there for many days, so too Lina would not invalidate kachim left on the Mizbeach. Or perhaps we compare the Mizbeach to the Karka, to the ground of the Azara, where Lina is effective to invalidate kachim. Rabbi answered that Ein Lina Barosha Shel Mizbeach, but the Gemara proceeds to demonstrate that Rabbi did not accept this answer and holds that Lina is Moelis Barosha Shel Mizbeach. So the creative Rebbe, who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosha Mizbeach, used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharis for a shir on whether it would be Mekadosh Psulim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan whether a klisharis can be Mekadosh Psulim to even allow offering them on the Mizbeach initially. Rabbi Yochanan attempts to resolve this question from a Mishnah, but the proof is deflected. So the creative Rebbe who built a Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosh HaMizbeach used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharis for a shear on whether it would be Mekadosh Psulim, and held another one holding a puzzle carbon in the air above the Mizbeach to discuss whether the carbon is considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, Avir Mizbeach, k'mizbeach nami or lo? Is airspace above the Mizbeach considered like the Mizbeach or not? If invalid kachim were held in the airspace above the Mizbeach, is it considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down? All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we discuss at different times when the Truma Sedeshin is done during the year on Yom Kippur and on the Regalim? That's on Daf. Pevav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss whether the blood of a Pnimius, of a Parlam Dover Shotzibor, for example, is it disqualified by entering Lifnai Lifnim? That's on Daf. Pebes. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that the Big De Kahuna are Mechaper for specific Averos? That's on Daf. Peches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn about performing Hepshet v'Nituach on top of the Mizbeach if a carbon was shechted there? That's on Daf. Pehe. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss Emori Kadshim calling that were brought up onto the Mizbeach before Zrikas Adam and whether they are brought down? That's on Daf. Pehe. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss Atzamos beginning bones and sinews which separate from the meat whether they're brought onto the Mizbeach or must be brought down? That's on Daf. Pevav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we in that clay kodesh and big tikkun are not repaired or laundered because ain't a nias b'makom ashiras? That's on Daf. Peches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss whether the airspace above the Mizbeach is considered like the Mizbeach or not? That's on Daf. Pezain. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that clay shards are only Mekadosh, Shlemin, Melein, and Metochan? That's on Daf. Peches. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn that the words Zos, Hi, Ola are the source for Behuda's opinion for the three cases that if they're brought up on the Mizbeach, must be brought back down? That's on Daf. Peidalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.